With this KLEM sports update for this Friday, April 8th, I'm KLEM sports director Daniel Versteg. Well, the weather has rained on our parade once again as far as some sports are concerned throughout the day today. Let's take a look at those weather-related cancellations and postponements around the area in the sports world. The Lamar's golf team, girls' golf team, was supposed to open their season at home at Brunsville against Western Christian today. That has been postponed to April 11th. And Lamar's, MMCRU, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central girls track were all supposed to compete at the Tomahawk Relays in Cherokee, and that track meet has been canceled today. That is girls track. Akron Westfield golf versus Woodbury Central has been postponed to April 12th. Next week. Still a few things on schedule, though, hoping to be able to play out today. The Lamar soccer teams will be playing MOC Floyd Valley in a couple of non-conference games. The girls will be in Orange City competing against the Dutch. The boys will be home. And let's see, Remsen St. Mary's and Kingsley Pearson golf are in a triangular, also with Alta Aurelia. The girls' triangular will be hosted in Remsen. The boys will be at the Brookside Golf Course in Kingsley. Again, those events are on schedule. The previous events are not going to be played today. You can check out KLEM Sports on Twitter for your up-to-date sports cancellations and postponements. We'll keep you up to date there on Twitter. Yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their first in-season rankings of girls soccer. Let's take a look at those. At the top, at number one in Class 1A, Davenport Assumption. They've been defending champs. They are up there at number one. Nevada's number two. Des Moines Christian ranked number three. Van Meter number four. And Columbus Catholic of Waterloo's ranked number five. The Bishop Heelan Crusaders, of course, out of the MRAC, you come in ranked number six in Class 1A. It's Class 2A, and that's where you find Norwalk as the number one team in the state. Dallas Center Grimes is number two. Cedar Rapids Xavier ranked number three, and up there to number four are the Spencer Tigers. North Scott is number five. No other area schools of relevance in the top 15 there. And in Class 3A, West Des Moines Valley is the number one team in girls soccer. Ankeny number two. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, also out of the MRAC, they're ranked number three. Ankeny Centennial ranked number four, and Dowling Catholic ranked number five. The Sioux City East High Black Raiders cracked the rankings at number 15. That can be found on the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union website. And also some news pertaining to the IGHSAU, the Iowa High School Speech Association, and former Lamar's teacher, Craig Enan, has announced his retirement as the executive director of the Iowa High School Speech Association. That'll be effective June 30th of this year. And Enan will also be stepping down as the senior associate director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Enan's retirement comes after serving 28 years as the Iowa High School Speech Association executive director. Before that, of course, Enan was a teacher, speech director, and coach right here in Lamar's at the Lamar's Community School District. Enan's tenure at the IHSSA has been nothing short of trailblazing. In addition to directing speech, theater, and debate activities for over 48,000 Iowan students representing 478 member schools, Enan has presented national workshops and keynote speeches to various organizations in the United States. He served as the national chair of the National Federation of State High School Associations Speech, Theater, and Debate Committee as well for 5 years and has been a committee member for 12 years. He is a national leadership coach for the Educational Theater Association, serving as a member of the EDTA IE committee while helping run the organization's national festival. Enan, of course, has been an in-demand presenter at numerous NFHS events while speaking at multiple state conferences across the country, and a member of six different Hall of Fames. And he's been recognized as national judge for the EDTA, the American Legion National High School Oratorical Contest, and the National Speech and Debate Association Contest. In 2018, the NFHS awarded Enan its Citation Award, honoring individuals who have made significant contributions to the fine arts and performing arts program. And, of course, the sports-related aspect of this, Enan has served as associate director for the IGHSAU since 2008. He has administered the IGHSAU's tennis program for over 20 years, while spending 6 years as the swimming and diving administrator. He has been honored twice for his contributions to youth tennis by the Iowa Tennis Association and the United States Tennis Association. He has also served as a site administrator at the Iowa High School Athletic Association Boys State Tennis Meet for 35 years. Enan, a native of Sheldon, Iowa, and his wife Susan reside in West Des Moines. The couple has three adult daughters, including Megan, Courtney, and Becca. Again, that is former Lamar's coach, speech director, and teacher, Craig Enan, who will be retiring as the executive director of the Iowa High School Speech Association and will also be stepping down as the senior associate director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Our congratulations to Craig Enan on an outstanding career impacting the lives of many children, not just here in Lamar's, but all across the state and, of course, all across the country as well. There was some sports of note yesterday. Of course, the first round of the Masters taking place and also opening day of Major League Baseball. We have some Major League Baseball scores we'd like to relay to you. The Chicago Cubs in the first game of the new season defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4. The Kansas City Royals, they took down the Cleveland Guardians thanks to a game-winning base hit from Bobby Witt Jr. in his Major League Baseball debut. Royals beat the Guardians 3-1. Cardinals blanked the Pirates in the return of Albert Pujols 9-0 that final in St. Louis. And the Cincinnati Reds, they take down the Atlanta Braves 6-3. And the NCAA Hockey Frozen Four took place yesterday as well, the semifinal round. University of Denver defeated Michigan 3-2 in overtime, while Minnesota State Mankato defeated the Minnesota Golden Gophers 5-1. That championship game between Denver and Minnesota State will take place tomorrow evening. For more of your sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. We'll keep you up to date on any weather-related cancellations or postponements. Again, on schedule right now, Lamar Soccer taking on MOC Floyd Valley, girls away, boys home. Remsen St. Mary's, Kingsley Pearson, and Alta Aurelia are in a golf triangular. The girls will be in Remsen, boys competing at Brookside Golf Course in Kingsley. But check out KLEM Sports on Twitter. We'll get you up to date as to whether or not those sporting events take place. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.